My parents couldn't protect me from kids who were rough, who threw firecrackers and curses and stuff at me as I walked home from school every day, making it scary to go out and play. Eventually, we had to leave, move away. They couldn't put hands over mouths that would scream, as I barely could throw or catch ball on their team. So I tried to fade out in a desperate dark daydream. The ones with muscular legs in their ripped denim pants, their teeth showing out of their team spirit glance at me, who had neither a clue or a ploy how to be masculine, act like a boy. Perhaps I was there to undo and destroy defective toy. My mother would try, but she's small and she sings. She'd open the window and yell nasty things. But what does a hummingbird do when they've clipped her wings? My sisters couldn't defend me from kids who played games like kicking and screaming and calling me lots of names, though I barely consider their aims monkeyish fancies and childhood fames. Now it is time to explode old claims into flames. And school, those were really adventurous days, ducking in corners and safe alleyways. My own little world, all entrapped in this crazy maze. I look now into the mirror to see if I'm here. What once was so clouded in fear has become a face. One must move at a delicate pace, learn to forgive and forget and erase.